So, Facebook, what happens now? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Mariel Segarra, in for Molly Wood. We've been talking about Facebook all week. The company and the ones it owns, Instagram and WhatsApp, went down on Monday for about 5 hours. Then on Tuesday, whistleblower Frances Haugen, a former product designer at the company, appeared before Congress saying Facebook puts profit over safety and asking lawmakers to step in. Then CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted a note on Tuesday night saying, well, a lot of things, including, no, the company does not put profit over safety. Let's look ahead at how this week might change Facebook with Quality Assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Mike Isaac is a tech correspondent for the New York Times.
You know, as much as the top wants to deny that growth is an imperative, it is absolutely an imperative on different levels of the company. You know, even where Mark says, look, we're doing things that might even harm our growth just to make people feel better. At different levels of the company, you are judged on whether you are making the lines go up and to the right. You know, they have these mixed incentives inside that I think is really hard to get a hold on, especially when people are judged by how much things are used or how well their products are doing internally. And it's hard to change that. It's hard to really tell a whole organization, actually, the metrics that we were judging you for the past 10, 15 years on, we need to really change them wholesale.
Okay, so separate from incentives, there was a lot of talk of regulation this week, and Facebook has said that it wants to be regulated. How likely is it that we'll see real regulation on this?
Yeah, I'm reserving my judgment only because 2018 Cambridge Analytica scandal around data privacy and Facebook being sort of lax with people's data on the platforms didn't see a whole lot of substantive change. I'm wondering if it's going to be the same thing over again. Facebook does actually kind of want to be regulated, but in a way that helps themselves and in a way that they can help craft that regulation with their army of lobbyists that are on Capitol Hill. So it is not a false statement that they want to be regulated, but they definitely want to have a hand in the regulation.
Yeah, what would be like a kind of regulation that would help them?
Well, there are certain strictures that folks have talked about around growth and how startup companies can grow their apps in a data privacy responsible way that didn't exist when Facebook grew up. And they basically sort of ripped and run on address books or phone numbers or any sort of information that they could collect from you in order to juice the levers of growth and spread to as many people as possible. There's potential where regulations might prohibit that kind of activity in the future. And a lot of startups that might one day challenge Facebook could be killed off before they even start.
Well, when WhatsApp went down this week, we learned that a lot of people overseas were relying on it to run their businesses and just the impact that that has. Along those same lines, Facebook has introduced its own digital currency, which was, I think, originally called Libra, and the company changed its name to Diem. Do you see any of this slowing down now?
Yeah, two things. I think one, the outage earlier this week was crazy, but it also is a good reminder on how much of the world actually relies upon and uses Facebook and all of its apps, Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger. You know, 6 hours meant thousands of dollars to some businesses, or the inability to connect with, you know, friends and family, which is what Mark Zuckerberg talks about all the time, the whole point of Facebook. So as much as we sort of wring our hands at the company, we are sort of hooked on using it in a lot of ways that I don't think people recognize until it's gone. As far as their outside products or other sort of initiatives, you know, Libra, which is now Diem, which is held by Novi, is this long, drawn out, complicated battle where regulators basically said, no, you're not doing this. You're not creating a borderless cryptocurrency without, you know, more oversight from us and regulatory approval. And Facebook thought they could charge through it and ended up not working out for them. But lately, they've had a sort of renewed effort into getting it back off the ground. They're trying to place op-eds and talk to columnists and convince regulators, though I think the events of the past few weeks is probably not going to help their case.
Mike Isaac is a tech correspondent for the New York Times. And now for some related links. Mike told me that Facebook is historically a company that develops big products based on big ideas, whether that's revolutionizing money or photo sharing or whatever, and then pushes ahead with the understanding that it can deal with any fallout as it happens. But in the past few weeks, the public controversy over whether its apps are doing harm has made the company pause. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Facebook executives have put some product development on hold while the company does a reputational review for each one to see whether it might harm kids and also how Facebook might be criticized if it's released. Facebook has not confirmed that, but Mark Zuckerberg did acknowledge everything that's been going on in a note on the company's website, which we will link to. It's long, but he says basically that a lot of the reporting on this topic is unfair and mischaracterizes the company's research. For instance, that they did find some evidence that Instagram can hurt teens' mental health, but also some evidence that it helps many teenagers. And he said the fact that Facebook is doing this research speaks to its intentions. Zuckerberg said the company is committed to making more of its research public. Though, in our interview, Mike told me that future whistleblowers may have a harder time at Facebook with more of that research locked down for only select people to see. We'll also have a story from The Verge, which looks at Facebook's response to whistleblower Frances Haugen. The piece argues that Facebook is just trying to discredit Haugen, especially when it says she worked for the company for less than 2 years, had no direct reports, and never attended a decision point meeting with C-level executives, but that it really isn't engaging with the substance of what she said. We know it's October, but the holidays are coming, and we want to know how you're shopping. Are you buying stuff already, online, in stores? Are you using your computer or your phone? Tell us about your shopping experience and how tech plays into it at 802-877-TECH. I'm Marielle Segarra, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.